Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. Star Wars, Return of the Jedi begins with Luke Skywalker realizing that Darth Vader is his father. But that's an interesting turn of events, because up until this point, Darth Vader is a powerful Jedi that was turned by the influences of the dark side. There's a mystery behind the dark side. Why does the dark side lords claim that they're more powerful than the Jedi? But in reality, the Jedi can seemingly stop the Sith Lords when they're in a battle, but the Sith Lords claim to have better skills and better powers. And it all comes down to that midichlorian count. And Anakin had the highest midichlorian count known among the Jedi, and he was supposed to be the one that brought order to the to the Force. Well, if you think of the Force as being a yin-yang, positive-negative, then it meant that the dark side, or the dark Force, was more powerful than the good side. Maybe they had more forces in play, and that Anakin was going to offset the power of the dark side. So they're building up these secret combinations. You look at Count Dooku, he used to be a Padawan of Yoda. And why was it that Yoda could not see in his Padawan the potential for treachery? Well, Count Dooku claimed that the Jedi were corrupt, and that he was actually trying to take a moral high ground and try to stop the corruption. Well, was it really corrupt? I mean, we look at the infiltration of the Jedi computer system, and supposedly it was so secure that it would be impossible for anyone to tamper with the archive records. And yet when Obi-Wan went to find a location, it was not in the computer system. And so it meant that there was tampering that occurred. And Yoda revealed that he doesn't know how that occurred. And so there's aspects to the Jedi Council that seems to allude to the fact that they can't see what the actions of the dark side are. And why is that? Because were they not at one time all Jedi, and so they know all the Jedi mind tricks, and they know how to shroud themselves in secrecy, at least the Sith do. And so they seem to be able to hold an advantage over the Jedi, as the Jedi can't see the Republic's clone army that was put together by another Sith Lord who ordered them, a million troops. And when Yoda becomes aware that those troops exist, he uses them to fight Count Dooku, which is exactly what the Sith Lord Sidious wanted. And he says to Count Dooku, "Has the war begun?" And then Jar Jar Binks gives, votes for a move to give the Chancellor supreme powers, allowing the Emperor to take ownership of the clone army. So we see that in the backdrop. Now, one thing that really disturbs me is why Star Wars moved away from this idea of a prophet, where Yoda knew of the prophecy, the Jedi prophecy, of one who would bring balance to the Force. And Qui-Gon says of Anakin that he feels that Anakin is the one, but Yoda doesn't feel like Anakin should be admitted as a Padawan. That Qui-Gon already has a Padawan, which was Kenobi. And so did Kenobi's incompletion of his training under Qui-Gon make him vulnerable to Anakin's desire to acquire power? And why was it that Anakin, we see him as almost like a teenager who had his first love. He's in love with the princess, or he's in love. And he tells her that he can't live without her, that he can't sleep at night, and he would just die without her. So he basically throws a fit. And we've seen that she repels him and then later admits that she loves him. Again, reinforcing and validating his idea that if he throws a fit, he gets what he wants. When his mother died, he killed all the Tusken Raiders, but he didn't just kill the man, he killed the men, women, and children, and treated them as savage beasts. Which, again, would show that if he gets angry, he goes into a sociopathic behavior. And why is it that the Jedi Council could not sense his desire to become the most powerful Jedi ever? It's almost as if the sociopathic leader is desired at the front rather than the benevolent, righteous leader as Yoda was. And Yoda seems to be somewhat overshadowed by the glamour, power, and dominance of Anakin Skywalker. And Anakin Skywalker seems to disregard the advice or commands of Kenobi numerous times. You can count the number of times that Anakin did not listen to Kenobi. So now we go step forward and we look at Anakin's transformation, where he kills all the young Jedi younglings. And he says that he's justified almost in a socialistic form of Nazism, where they're just vermin. He feels that the Jedi are not worth keeping alive and destroys all the younglings. And this rage and this seemingly strange behavior is transmitted through all the Skywalkers. It's almost as if there's a genetic defect in the Skywalker line where they have this sociopathic behavior. We saw that in Kylo Ren when he had fits of rage, where if he didn't get his way, he killed things, he damaged things. He was a violent homicidal maniac. And yet, in the end, he's regarded as a great hero as Rey and him defeat the Emperor again, destroying all the Sith. So there's such a strange line of thought, because original Star Wars should have followed the line of Anakin being a righteous man forced to do an evil thing. Like a secret organization that recruits young righteous men, then causes them to compromise their ideals and morals through sexual temptation or drugs, then using that knowledge or evidence, blackmailing them to do even more nefarious deeds. And that strange act continuing to be enhanced such that they are now slaves to their master. So at one point, they may have been righteous. They may have had the good intentions to bring justice to the world. And in the end, they are slaves in a cog machine that orders them to do their will. Now, does Darth Vader believe in his religion? Does he believe in the way of the Jedi? He absolutely does. He tells the Admiral that he finds his lack of faith in the Jedi arts disturbing as he chokes him with the chi, with the force, sorry. And so there is a sense that he still honors the ways of the Jedi, and he himself being a great master of the art, but a slave to the Emperor. And the Emperor seems to play on Anakin's feelings. He says, "I now sense that you desire to seek Skywalker." And the Emperor says, "Don't worry. He will seek you out, and when he does, you will bring him to me." Because what he wants, really what the Emperor wants to do, is replace Darth Vader with an apprentice that is not so much of a machine. Because you remember, the Anakin lost parts of his leg, he lost parts of his arms, he was badly burned when he fought Kenobi. And so, it's ironic that the Master, or the Emperor, has no love for Darth Vader. Darth Vader is his second in command, and he has Darth Vader preside over the building of the Death Star, the destruction of Tatooine. And yet, his loyal, faithful servant, who he often refers to Darth Vader as his servant, he's going to betray and have killed. And how is he going to do it? He's going to lure Luke Skywalker into his trap. He's given the Padawan, or Bothians, the secret information. They think they can get through the security fields and destroy the Death Star. And really, it was the Emperor that leaked that information in a trap to pull young Skywalker in. And Skywalker realizes that he's jeopardizing the mission, because Darth Vader senses him now, his signature in the Force. And Luke Skywalker has used his insight to discover that he has a twin sister, Leia, and that she also, if he fails, will take his play in restoring balance to the Force. And he reveals that to Darth Vader in their duel, and Darth Vader then says if he can't turn Luke, he'll turn his sister, and that causes Luke to enrage. And so he, at that point, Luke Skywalker activates this crazy gene, which I'm not sure if it was crazy, because in this scene, he doesn't act like Kylo Ren. He feels a great injustice and a strong desire to protect his sister, and he begins to fight Darth Vader, not as his father, but as someone who is threatening his sister. And so he strikes him down, and the Emperor says, strike him down now and take his place. So then it reveals the Emperor's complete desire to have Anakin Skywalker be destroyed, the one who would bring balance to the Force, and through his prodigy, or through his children, rule on the side of the Emperor. And so in this strange act of yin-yang, all has become yang, powerful. And it seems as if there is no turning back, that it becomes a state of one, complete evil. But Luke Skywalker shows his great courage. I think that's the point that is really amazing about Return of the Jedi, is he has friends. He has Han Solo, he has Leia, he has C-3PO, who he created, Anakin created, his father created 3CPO. 3CPO is a good friend of Luke Skywalker. And then they have the most durable R2-D2 robot. Almost indestructible. He's just a fantastic built machine. And he plays such a key integral role in the success of the Republic. And then you see the heroism of Luke Skywalker as he tells the Emperor that he will not strike his father down. That his father is a Jedi, and he is a Jedi, and that they have honor, and they will fight together, the Emperor. Well, the Emperor says, well, if you won't join me, then you will die. And he begins to electrocute Luke with his chi, with his dark force. And Anakin sees his son will die. And in an act of sacrifice, he puts himself in line with the Emperor, picking him up, and the dark force energy destroys the life of Anakin Skywalker. But the Emperor is dead. And so his sacrifice destroys the Emperor. Now the yang that threatens to imbalance the universe is God. Anakin has sacrificed, has redeemed himself among the Jedi. He joins the ranks with Yoda and Kenobi. And Luke goes on to tell his sister that what had happened. And Han's thinking that Luke and Leia are in love with each other, tells Leia that he won't interfere, and then Leia tells Hans that he doesn't understand that Luke is his brother. Luke is her brother, and that, of course, she loves him as a brother. Now, the way I would have really liked to have seen this go, so there wasn't so much of this dark Sith and Sidious and Count Dooku and all the confusion along those lines of thought and strategy, was the idea of a hero, Luke Skywalker, who goes and fights a rogue Jedi named Anakin Skywalker, his father, if you per se, or he could have just been another knight of the Jedi. And he was, maybe he was the most powerful knight, and he becomes a faction. But the problems with factions fighting is like the Israel and Hamas. It's so ugly. Which side do you take? And even if you take the side of Israel against Hamas, it's still the element of human suffering that's going on. And so taking a side is ugly. But yet, you have to look at who is maybe not so much right and wrong, but who is the favored one of God. And that has to be Israel. Who is the favored one of the universe? That had to be the Jedi. Because if evil prevailed over the universe, then you would have a world of darkness, of combination, a force of increased size. Because every time you look at the size of the empire, it increases, it dehumanizes any element in it. Everything is big, the machines are big, the monoliths are huge, the people individually are insignificant, there are no families, everything is a product of production and the machine and scale and force and destruction. And that's what the emperor wanted, was order. And he didn't care about people. He cared about his soldiers. He cared about his weapons. He was not a king who prized people. He was an emperor who prized technology, force, suffering, slavery. And those things are things that may have worked for a time in our ancient past, where people were slaves, where there were taskmasters over them, where quotas were expected, where performance failures were punished, and where people were part of a way and no escape and no freedom. And so when I look at the idea of the emperor ruling the world in his dark force, it is appalling. It is repulsive. It is wrong. And there has to be a courageous being who comes to deliver, which will be Christ, I believe. And he will come with his power, and he'll come with his armies, and the emperor will be bound, and many will come to see this emperor and wonder how it was that he could shake the nations.